More than 1 million Americans suffer heart attacks every year. Almost half are fatal, and they most often happen at home. Now, a Syracuse, New York neighborhood has made a way for neighbors to help each other in the first minutes after a heart attack. For member station WRVO, Matt Hackworth reports.
A group of neighbors in the Academy Hill subdivision near Syracuse is meeting on a back porch.
Paul, he's not breathing. There's no pulse.
No one should touch the patient.
Okay, everyone stay clear.
Analyzing.
Two neighbors practice attaching an automatic external defibrillator, or AED, to a rubber dummy in the backyard. They're participating in a drill as part of the Community Alert Response, or CART team, a group of about 8 volunteers who take turns using the defibrillator and responding to neighborhood calls from a 911 rescue squad pager. Sammy Sirianni is a physician's assistant who founded the group. He noticed the wide availability of publicly accessed defibrillators and recognized the strain a growing suburban population placed on rescue squads staffed by volunteers.
Our next mutual aid department might be 20-minute response before they ever get here. So it becomes imperative that a neighborhood takes charge itself to be able to handle that until advanced people can get there for you.
Any facility or venue can have a public defibrillator in New York State. A doctor must serve as the group's medical director, who will oversee training people on how to use the device. But some have questioned the ability of laypersons to respond to the calls of the critically ill. The local chapter of the American Heart Association pulled its support of the program, and the CART team's original medical director resigned because of concerns of oversight. So did Maria Arujo, a veteran emergency room nurse who says the training of her neighbors is lackluster.
I'm an instructor now in CPR, and I was helping with some of the drills. Some of these people were not doing it right, and that's just a practice drill. Now, what do you, you know, you're on scene and you've got family members screaming at you, you've got somebody who's dead. We were very concerned about the people's ability to handle these situations.
But the volunteers are quick to point out they regularly train with the local fire department. They have regular drills and equipment that tells them exactly what to do.
Shock advised.
Okay, I'm clear. You're clear. Everyone's clear.
Press the flashing orange button now. Shock delivered.
The group says it's also trained to know when to do nothing and wait for an ambulance. For residents like Charlie Terrell, just knowing a neighbor can help is a big relief. Terrell called 911 for his wife, who last year slumped over in a chair and had labored breathing.
But when they did show up, it really relieved a lot of the tension that myself and my daughter had, that there was somebody there to answer some questions if we needed them. What should we do or what shouldn't we do?
Terrell's wife had severe pneumonia and not a heart attack. Hers was one of just 18 calls the group has responded to in a little more than 2 years. It has yet to use its defibrillator. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Syracuse, New York.
Thank you.